When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 2, titled Peer Pressure. In tonight's episode, we see if Chef Anthony can pick up the pace. We have an excursion with no refreshments. Barbie and Kat get into it and really might be the first big storyline of the season. While Ben stokes the fire there, probably to get some attention and maybe get on the girl side. We find out that Jared just can't count or in general or convert to meters. And it's really wild because I feel like Below Deck recently has just been putting on like bad bosuns, at least to start. And it's like this new wrinkle that they add where it's a bad bosun. They don't work out for the first like 2-3 charters, and then they get fired for one or another reasons. And so, Sean, this isn't the first one. I actually think there's like been three really similar. If we're talking Below Deck Legacy and Below Deck Med, I think each of the last three seasons, the bosun hasn't worked out. Tell me I'm wrong.
You are absolutely correct, because Ruin from Below Deck Med, the fake papers. Adam, who wasn't that good of a bosun, and also he got fired for other reasons, but yep, she obviously didn't work out. And then Reagan, Below Deck Med last year, or 2022.
Yeah.
That's almost 2 years ago now. But yeah. So that's pretty wild. Also considering like Chief Stews never get fired.
Right.
Only Hannah. That's the only one I can think of right now off the top of my head that got fired was Hannah.
Yeah.
Or drugs. I'm rooting for Jared though. I don't care. He's a sweaty mess. I like the guy though.
He doesn't seem like a bad guy. He just seems like he's kind of got his head everywhere, which he did mention he like has ADHD, and I'm sure that's playing into it a little bit, but he seems pretty scattered. But at the same time, he's got a strong number two in Ben, so maybe he can just kind of like get away with it this season.
Yeah, but Ben, all right. Ben's not going to be okay with being the strong number two. Ben complains a lot. And Ben likes drama. Ben's going to make it known that Jerry's not a good bosun. Like, really soon. Where you're right. Yeah, there's probably other, maybe some other seasons. Okay, let's say Ruin and Luca. Let's say Ruin had his papers correct and wasn't a fake person.
No.
Luca's not like a, I don't know. He's not like trying to spark controversies or anything. I could see him kind of carrying that load and like can sort of letting Ruins slide by. And there's a season of Below Deck Med where this guy Conrad wasn't that good of a bosun, but Joao was just such a good lead deckhand.
Yeah. It
kind of worked out too. I don't think Ben's going to let that happen. Jiro's going to get fired soon.
Yeah. It's going to be sad to see him go. We learned a little bit about him this week. We knew he had a daughter. We also found out he was engaged at one point. Sean, by the way, anytime you're engaged and that person you're engaged to wants to go to another country to like go to school there, you're not engaged anymore. Let's just call a spade. You may be when they go over there, but within 2 months, you will no longer be engaged. So I would just say, hey, maybe just don't bring the ring with you, you know?
That's honestly probably a good point. That's a step away, right? Yeah, you're not getting closer to that, at that point. You're going to a different country.
No, you're backing it up at that point. Sean, let's now you mentioned Ben wanting to kind of like be in it, be in the drama. He creates a little controversy in this episode. So we do see some sparks fly when it comes to Barbie and Kat. I think they have two different work styles. I think Barbie works really fast and she's really direct. And I think Kat works at a more moderate pace. And I don't think she's as direct of a person. So they definitely clash, but it was interesting in how everything went down because we'll talk about it, but like to summarize it, basically, Kat went to Frasier and then Frasier just made a comment to Ben, and Ben, first thing he could, he brought that to Barbie. So like now it's like a who says, like if I'm Kat, I'm like, I can't trust Frasier anymore. And if I'm Barbie, am I thinking, oh, Ben's got my back here? And that's exactly what Ben wanted. But man, I mean, interior, I feel like had a good chance of like getting out of this unscathed when Frasier set them all down. But at the very end, Kat's like, oh, one more thing. And then she brings up the fact that she was just like that Barbie was just hanging out, not doing anything. And all of a sudden sparks flow. It was actually one of the most wild turn of events in the last like 30 seconds of an episode.
Oh, 100%. So Kat's a weirdo. I think that's where I fall on this. Because Kat's, like last episode, the beginning of this episode, she's going at her own pace, right? She's pretty slow, little scatterbrained as well. I get it. She's being pulled out of a lot of different directions because she's unofficially low man on the totem pole, even though they don't have rings yet. And then, what is it? Frasier basically tells Kat, hey, you have to know what's going on the boat. Like, you have to like know like what's happening a little bit better. And Kat takes this as, all right, I'm now Barbie's boss because she's on the boat with me. Because Frasier and the other girl. What's the other girl's name? The other stew.
Zandy.
Is it... That's a hard name to remember. Okay, because right,
Tough.
they're in the excursion. And Kat is told by Frasier, hey, you have to like kind of have a better idea what's happening on the boat. And Kat takes that as basically I'm Barbie's boss and starts micromanaging her in the weirdest way.
Yeah.
And yeah, like accusing her of like not working hard. Say what you want about Barbie. She's a hard worker. But also if you're Barbie and you've kind of already proven you're like a better worker than Kat and you know more Stu stuff. You're not going to want to be taking direction from her. It's so weird. And Kat really doesn't step down once.
Well, here's where I think Kat was completely off the mark. I think Frasier was having a conversation with her, being like, you have to step up, you have to be more knowledgeable about what's going on the boat. Not like, when I'm gone, you're in charge. I think that's how she took it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
She's just wildly wrong. I mean, does she think she went from fourth to second really quickly? Because it's not close.
She's weird. She's a weirdo. That was my main takeaway. And that's why, they kind of go back and forth the rest of the episode, that he says, she said. But yeah, that final meeting where it seems like, oh yeah, they're gonna be good. Kat started explaining her situation and all that. And then yeah, what happened? Oh, Kat brings up Barbie wasn't taking direction from her. Which I thought they already discussed before,
Right.
right?
Why would she need to take direction? This isn't a, there's no hierarchy here. You're just two people that work together. So I think that's where Kat was just misconstruing the whole situation. I was annoyed at Kat during the episode.
Oh, me too.
I was like, leave Barbie alone. Yeah, she's like, yeah, Barbie's like directed in your face, but Kat was just like, be less concerned with what Barbie's doing and just like do what you need to do, not like micromanage her. It's really tough to micromanage when you have when there's only one other person on the boat.
So I don't think they'll ever be okay because, like, one, Kat's a weirdo. Two, Kat knows Barbie doesn't respect her. And now in her head, she's like, wow, this girl thinks she's better than me. Like, that's what's happening there. And I don't know how you resolve that.
Yeah.
And so do we think, was Fraser going to name somebody a second Sue next episode?
Probably not. There's only been one charter. I think it's tough
and
to.
And he shouldn't. Yeah. That would just cause more problems.
Yeah. I just, I mean, I kind of like how, like, Daisy does it. I mean, Daisy only has two Sues, but, like, she just doesn't give ranks. She's just like, you're all just the stew. I'm the chief stew. You're all stews. Who cares? Like, I get it. It's probably easier for Fraser because then he can just be like, okay, I'm taking the break off. I know who's in charge. I can have them lead, yada, yada. But, like, I don't know. Fraser, which I think we're just confirming it's Fraser. Not Fraser.
Yeah. I think
Fraser.
Americans have been saying it wrong because of the popular TV show Fraser.
Yeah. Great Fraser. Show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it just seems like he's so much of a micromanager anyway that, like, why does he even need a hierarchy? He's just going to be doing it anyway.
I think Kat's officially the fourth stew, though.
Yeah.
Because she's the worst worker. But she's very not self-aware. It was very funny just having Kat constantly ask Barbie what she's doing.
Yeah, like, it was terrible.
Yeah. It's like, we have a lot to do in this boat. You have to be doing stuff. Like, that really is something, especially if it's the worst worker.
Yeah, so it was real tough.
I don't see that being resolved. I don't see how Kat has fun.
Also, can I just wait? Like, why did Fraser have Xandi go? Like, she's clearly the one who likes being with guests the most. Wait, likes being with guests the least. And, like, I get it that she was on mornings, but seems like it could have just been, like, Kat could have gone. And it would have just been maybe a better experience. But I don't know. Maybe I think he's getting to the point where he can't trust Kat because he saw her crying, like, 2 minutes into the first charter. So maybe it was a calculated decision, and he was like, yeah, I just got to send Xandi.
Yeah, I don't think he trusts Kat on her own. Xandi went on her own, even though she's bad in the sun and got really sunburned. But I understand his decision. I also would not have sent Kat by herself.
Yeah.
But I think you got to separate Kat and Barbie now going forward, too.
Also, what's the deal with nobody wearing sunscreen, by the way?
Did she not?
Like, she didn't wear sunscreen, or maybe she did, but she didn't put it on enough, or she didn't reapply. And then Kyle also got crazy sunburn. It's like, well, guys, you're not more powerful than the sun. Good luck.
He's from Scotland, too. Like, they get no sun there. Yeah. He's not used to it whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, they have those long sleeve shirts that I think are, like, UV proof, but I don't know. I don't know what Xandi was doing. Otherwise, Xandi's cool, but
yeah, I think she's got a lane that she likes to stay in. And, like, Fraser was like, can you get outside that? She's like, I guess, but I have no real interest in doing it. So she really does seem like actually probably the most mature of the stews so far.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess we'll see. Will she hook up with someone? Because I think we know Sunny and Ben well. But Barbie might be in the mix there. I could see Xandi in the mix also.
Yeah, it could maybe be Ben, Barbie, Sunny situation.
And then maybe Xandi and the Scottish guy.
Kyle.
I'm so bad at everyone's names tonight. Yeah, Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I think Barbie said she's not going to hook up with anybody this season. She told her dad she wasn't going to hook up with anybody. So she better not hook up with anybody. Well, I don't know, but.
All right, John, let's take a quick ad break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
All right, man. What else you got here? I feel like...
Well,
I actually feel like we covered a lot. What about him?
He's a bad bosun.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, he's terrible. he can't count. It doesn't seem like he has his department under control. And so that's only going to last so long. I mean, at some point, you're going to have harder charters. Obviously, I mean, they forgot the bags for the refreshments for their beach picnic, which, guys, stop going to beaches, all right? That's never good. I've never gone to one and been like, you know what? It was a good idea for them to leave the boat for some beach. That was their public beach.
I like how Captain Carey blamed Frazier for that.
Well, department head, man.
Department head. So in Captain Carey's world, you're packing for a beach picnic and the food doesn't make it there, or drinks. That is on the chief stew. I get where he's coming from. Look, people keep giving Ben direction and then asking Ben to relay to Jared, and that just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You got to tell Jared directly. I don't know if that'll work either. But, Frazier tells Ben, hey, we have these, they're like cooler backpacks. Never seen those before. Like in backpack form.
That was kind of funny, expensive. Actually.
Yeah. I've seen coolers like that, but not in backpack form. So Frazier tells Ben. Ben tells Jared. And Jared sends Ben on break. And then nothing happens. They just don't make it on.
Yep.
And pretty terrible timing and bad luck that Carey's the one to drop them off in the tender and immediately notice.
Did you think it was weird that Carey went?
So hands-on captain, I guess.
I guess.
Captain Lee would never do that.
No.
It's beneath him. Yeah, no. Carey wanted to do it. And then... does Jared actually take responsibility for it?
No. He actually had the gall to just say, oh, no, those were on there.
Yeah, he kind of... Then he sort of indirectly is like, I do have ADHD.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what happened. They just don't make it on there. And in the telephone game of grabbing these backpacks, it was kind of on Jared. And it didn't happen. We got to tell you that docking. That was a bad docking.
It was a bad docking. So the way I feel like most of these boats work, they just can't see anything on the starboard side. Because the controls, they're not in the wheelhouse. The controls are on the side. And so they can see everything on one side. They can't see anything on the other side. They don't know where they are. And I guess he's asking for distances and he's just not getting them. Like, they literally just need to call out a number between 1 and 20 or 1 and 30, and they can't do it.
Yeah. So it seems like, was that Kyle's responsibility to call out those distances? It seemed like it was, because he was on the stern.
I think I feel like the aftermath made it seem like it was Jared, but I thought it was Kyle. But either way, no one was calling them out. So like in previous seasons, like even in the latest ones, like if the person's not calling it out, somebody runs over there and gives them a number. You know, it's like it's moving 15 feet and giving a number. Like, you just got to do it. I think Luca did it last season. Like, somebody was out of place or somebody wasn't doing the need to do. He ran over. He called out the number. Captain Sandy was happy.
You're right. And if that's the most important job, Jared should be there. And yeah, if you see it's not getting done, you have to make sure you do it. Jared's very bad at communication.
Yeah.
He's so bad at it. And then during the meeting in the wheelhouse where Captain Carey is pissed off and Jared mentions a culture of bad communication happening.
Yeah.
And like how he doesn't have enough time to like kind of learn stuff. He's basically saying he's not qualified for the job.
It was a wild retort as to why he got it wrong.
I do love Ken Nakiri. Nice. He's just like, hey, you not having time isn't a complaint you can really have. Because like, the charter season's here.
Yeah,
Jared's a foot and mouth guy too.
It's real tough. I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's just ripe for Ben to take over, but I can't really see Ben as the bosun because he just, it's like every episode he just does something so dumb.
Yeah, Ben's a little unprofessional.
Yeah.
Just in general. And like he seems to know more than Jared, but I don't totally trust Ben either.
I don't think, I mean, this episode should give you no reason to trust Ben. The first chance he had an opportunity to go talk to Barbie, he spilled the beans of what I think Frasier said to him in confidence. And so, like, I actually thought Frasier was nice to Ben when he was like, hey, don't stir the pot. He should have, like, been more aggressive and been like, hey, Dick, if I'm having a conversation with you, it doesn't come back. It's not supposed to go back, like, to somebody else. I thought we were acquaintances. I thought we were friends or buddies or whatever they are. But, like, now Frasier's in a huge pickle because Kat maybe can't trust him and Barbie's pissed off. So like Ben could have, I'm not saying they wouldn't have been pissed off at each other later in the season, but now they're pissed off at each other and the first charter is just over because Ben can't keep his mouth shut or loves to gossip, which I really don't think is a good quality in a guy, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, why? What was the point of that? Like, why tell Barbie? Is he into Barbie too?
Probably. He wants to be like a confidant to Barbie. Like, he's just playing a game, man. But all he's doing is screwing up the interior, which, like, I mean, Frasier said to him, but I would have been more stern. I would have been like, man, like, I talked to you in confidence about that. And, like, what'd you do? Run here and just, like, tell Barbie this? Now I'm in a pickle. So.
Yeah. Shout out Frasier for, like, being that direct, though. Because he did need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every time Jerry does anything, it makes me really nervous. He did successfully show Sonny how to tie a knot. Like, I thought he was going to screw it up in some way, and it went according to plan. So I was relieved. He makes me so nervous.
But... Like, he shows her how to do the knot, and then 20 minutes later, the thing's floating away?
Yeah, you think it's going to be a plot point. Like, uh-oh, something's going to go wrong. Oh, John, should we quickly discuss Chef Anthony? And
yeah, I mean, the guy picked it up. Like, I think he definitely has what seems like it's obviously French cuisine, but he has like a high, it seems like the food he makes is like incredible presentation. I'm sure it tastes really good. And so it, for him, it's just speed. And so like, can he figure out how to present things the way he wants and the quality that he wants while doing it quicker, which it seemed like he did the next day, but I don't, maybe that was just like his jam, or that was easier stuff because it was like a Latin night or a Miami night.
Yeah, I like that theme. John, so last week I believe I said there was an hour and 40 minutes between courses during the first night dinner. That was incorrect. It was just 55 minutes, and Chef Anthony explained French people spend an hour in each course. Mm-hmm. And I do know those people get 3 hours for lunch during the week, so that does check out.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have to get faster, but his food looks awesome. I like Miami being a theme for a dinner. And I've never been to Miami, but have you?
No, I've not. Oh, yeah, I did. But I was a kid.
Okay. Sort of want to go someday.
Yeah.
Seems like a different world down there. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it does seem pretty cool. You got the, Havana Nights. Sean, Sex in the Hot Tub guests.
Yeah, finally some interesting guests too. Love it. That was something.
Yeah, it's I've never thought of the move to, you don't even need to take your top off when you have sex in a hot tub, but she did. She's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, you feel like you don't have to be more secretive about it, but I think the whole thing is not being secretive.
Yeah, I had to feel for Kyle when he had to clean it the next day. But anyway, they left a good tip. We're going to see what happens on the next episode. Anything else, Sean? I think we can quickly do awards before we wrap this up.
Yeah, no, excited for the crew night out next week. But
yeah, I was hoping we got one, honestly, but never time.
Catch you up that bomb at the end, and then that was it.
Yeah.
All right, John. So for awards, my winner tonight was Frazier. I think he's a star. I do. I think he can carry a season. Let him being so direct with Ben. Was really direct with Barbie too when she was setting up the Miami night. She's like, "What do you think of the tablescape?" He's like, "Yeah, I wish there was like silverware in the table too." Which caught her a little off guard, but no, I think the kid's a star. He won the episode for me. Who'd you have winning?
Yeah. I had the son winning, if I'm being honest. It burned everybody, man. Like even the guests were like, ah, it's so hot out. I didn't think anybody was that great in the episode, so I'll give it to the son.
Son's undefeated. Okay.
Yeah.
Who'd you have losing?
Ironically, Sunny, I had losing. I know it's a random thing, but one, we barely talked about her in this episode. Two, she was sleeping most of the time in this episode. So it wasn't more in negative actions that she did. It was her lack of screen time that she had in this episode.
They're setting up the Sunny Ben Barbie thing. Cause they both agree he's the best looking guy on the boat. Yeah. So that'll be interesting, but yeah, not much tonight. I had Kat losing. She's a weirdo and better at her job.
I just can't believe that one more thing. Just that just set the whole tone for the entire season.
Yeah. Terrible social skills.
Yeah.
All right, John. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, man. Let's see what happens next up. I'm excited. We might get a night out. Well, we're definitely getting a night out. Maybe we get a night out and they get an extra day off, or I don't know what happens. Something happens.
It'll be huge. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bon voyage.